You might not realize it today when you drive into Midway State Park, but the rides that spread out across the upper part of the park were not always there. Roll back the clock to the post-World War II years and the early years of Red Walsh's ownership in the early 1950s, just before the investment in the Herschel Kittyland we see today, and the big attraction in those years was roller skating, couples skating with organ music. And the Friends captured some of these stories in August 2011 at our couples reunion.
What's really was special for us is you were able to come here and do so many things. You could skate, you could be in the arcade once in a while, but mainly it was skating for us. We waltzed. We loved the Kentucky Steel. It was in groups of four, as you maybe remember. Mm-hmm. And it was packed every
Thursday nights. That place was mom.
Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sunday nights. It was
Sunday,
mom.
Yeah. Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday nights at the Brewery Pack.
And of course, I had never, until I got a little older and we come to Midway, that we always went down during intermission downstairs to the bar, and that's the first time I had a Tom Collins.
Memory of Midway is when I was quite young and my grandmother belonged to the First Mission Church and they had their picnic here and she took me with her and I rode the City of Jamestown steamer up to Midway, and I just thought that was wonderful. But my skating years, I lived in Mayville, so we'd go down the bottom of the hill at the trolley stop and hope that somebody went by that we knew, and if they didn't, we took the trolley and came down to Midway and skated. We loved all the same skates that he did, and then we'd, during intermission, there was a bar, and then there was also eating French fries with vinegar, especially.
That's the way we like them, yep, too.
Yep. And then I met Bob, and we just skated together a couple of years, maybe more. And it was just fun. Nice place to be, and it was just where everybody went.
Yeah.
We saved all our money to go to Midway.
Yeah.
And you wore your best clothes and you just skated and it was great.
How many nights a week did you come?
Probably whenever it was open, because I skated a lot. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a two-step champion.
Really?
I never learned to dance steps. But I two-stepped everything, all the music. Yeah. They call me Crazy Legs because my legs were always going like that. Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Speaking for Richard Higgs, we met here May 47, married July 48, and when I would come up with my girlfriend, we'd take the trolley from the boat landing up to Midway, and then of course when skating was over, we'd take the trolley home. Except the night I met my husband, he took us home.
Okay.
So we had a wonderful time. We had a wonderful time here. And
so it was around roller skating you came up for that, right?
Yes, yeah. That's all.
Yep.
Just for the skating. There wasn't much else here at that time but the skating.
Yeah.
They had the downstairs, but I don't know if they served alcohol downstairs, but there was nothing going on. No dancing, no.
Yeah.
You just could walk in and out.
Uh-huh.
So, they say it was kind of a. Yeah. It's where people met in those days.
She was just the best organist.
Oh.
She just played with that rhythm and you could just skate. And then, besides, a good thing for us Mayville people, she lived over in Clymer.
Oh, okay.
And so, if you couldn't hitch a ride home with some guy. Or somebody, then Zell would fill her car. She'd fill her car with whoever was going.
Yeah.
So we had good times.
Yep.
Right after we got married, I brought her, you know, someone told me about the park, and I says, you know what, we used to just drive just about every place, so we decided to come out here, and it looks like nothing's changed. You know what I mean? I see some of the games I used to play in the arcade.
Uh-huh.
I'm just thrilled to see them again.
I know, isn't it like traveling back in time?
It is. I got that one game where you play for 21, and I those games don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, I'm kind of glad they kept everything the way it is, because you go someplace and every time they restore it, everything is computerized. And it's nice to see new stuff, but it's so much better to see something old.